Senator Muskie, Mr. President. There you are.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Oh, relaxing in the rain up here in Maine.
I hear awfully good reports about you. I'm mighty proud of you.
Thank you. Mr. President, the situation does look good up here for me and for you. But the Republicans may have an issue that could become difficult, and that's this import one. I got word last night that Bob Stevens, the Stevens Manufacturing Company, is going to announce tomorrow the closing of one of his mills up here in Maine, Warrumbo Mill in Lisbon. Employs about 500 people, and he's going to attribute it wholly to import and to failure to get any relief in the wool textile industry. I talked last night with Jack Crowder in Washington, who has been representing the wool industry over the past 3 or 4 years.
C-R-O-W-D-E-R.
And he's sympathetic to us. He's a Democrat, and he's interested in trying to do two things. First, he says that there's a group, a participant group in the industry in the Rhode Island area, which has decided that his cooperative relationship with the White House is a problem. Paid off, that they're about to toss this thing into the political arena. And you may have noted that both Goldwater and Miller have been hitting this import business, and in connection and tying in with it, the proposed changes in the immigration law.
Yeah.
Well, this can be a very emotional and explosive thing in some of these little towns that have import-sensitive industries. And of course, in Maine, the closing tomorrow is going to have an impact, and my opponent and Republican leaders for the last 2 or 3 days have been laying the groundwork for it by hitting the administration's import policies and my vote in connection with it. So, as a proposal, Crowder last night suggested that if you could find it possible to reaffirm a commitment that President Kennedy made to Mike Feldman in a letter, I think, about 2 or 3 years ago, President committed himself to trying to hold wool imports to the August 1962 level. Of course, the question always arises then, well, how do we achieve the objective? And we're having a sticky time with Italy and Great Britain on getting them to sit down to talk, although I think we're still trying to work at it. But if we could get a reaffirmation of that commitment by you in some way, under some circumstances, this could be helpful if you thought you could do it.
I sure tried to.
I talked to just one other thing, and I talked to Johnny Pastore just a little while ago, and he suggested that if it would be helpful for he and I to meet with you on Friday, and if in the meantime you could give some thought to this or have somebody working for you, we might be able to come up with a statement that could be helpful to me and to some of the other boys who maybe similarly beleaguered.
All right, now I suppose we couldn't. Would it hurt if we had a meeting? I wouldn't have to announce it till you came out, would you?
No.
Well, anyway, let's just set up a meeting Friday. Let me ask Feldman to get to work on it. Then we'll see what we can do, and if it's good, we'll announce it. If not, why, you just be talking about my visit to New England.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be in Texas Friday. What about Thursday?
See, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here Thursday. I'm going to be at the Chamizal with the President of Mexico, and then in Oklahoma, and then in Arkansas Friday.
Well,
I'll be gone till the next Monday.
Well, I'll get down tomorrow.
All right. What can we do Thursday afternoon, Jack?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'll have to give him a call.
All right. We'll have Valenti call your office and tell you what time Thursday afternoon, and you take it with Johnny, whoever else you want.
Okay, well, if you call up, if you tell him to call my office in Waterville, then I'll be in touch with them.
Waterville, Maine?
Yeah, Waterville, Maine.
All right. Okay, now, is there any basis much for this quail poll up there where you got 87%?
Well, I didn't do quite that well, except as approval. That was my performance rating.
Yeah.
But, yes, I haven't been able to find anybody who's unhappy with me at this point, except my opponent.
Well,
it's unbelievable, Mr. President, and your standing right now is stronger than mine.
Well, now, have they talked to you about my coming in there?
Yes, And we're setting that up for Monday. And incidentally, whatever we're able to work out tomorrow on this thing we just talked about on Monday, it certainly would be very helpful if you could indicate, some kind of concern about these problems. Yeah.
Now, is there anything that we can do to stop Bob Stevens from doing this?
Well, call from you is the only possible help. He at least, the call from you would at least indicate that you're still very interested. I think that he's still basically friendly, but he's got this other group that he's struggling with now. They're trying to hold the industry group together to continue the joint effort we've been involved in, but now he's got these rebels.
Well, now, what are the rebels doing?
Well, they're organizing a group to lash out against the administration's failure to do anything with the problem. They're going to tie in with the Goldwater Miller line on this thing for this.
And that's some of the textile people?
Yeah, that's some of the textile people. Incidentally, Mr. President, you might like the latest newspaper poll up here, which was announced this Sunday. The poll 3 weeks ago that the Sunday Telegram conducted showed you ahead of Goldwater 53-12 among the decided. And you have now improved your standing to 61-12 in 3 weeks.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It sure is.
Is it that way in other places in New England, according to what you hear?
I gather that it is in New Hampshire and Vermont. Phil Hoff is very optimistic over there. These people just picture Goldwater as irresponsible. They have no confidence. Although they're for you, there's also a strong element of very anti-Goldwater. The Camden Herald, which is a small town paper in Maine, last week announced for you they've been in business 95 years, and this is the first time they've ever endorsed a Democratic candidate for president. One of the key arguments in their editorial was Goldwater's accusation that Kennedy had used the missile crisis for political purposes. They described it as a vicious lie and reason enough in itself to reject it.
Okay, I'll get right on this, and we'll be back touching you today.
Thank you. Bye.